Hello everybody, I hope everybody's keeping well, enjoying your holidays. This is Simon Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, and we're going to be learning Se'if Vav, from Se'if Vav onwards. This is the shiur for the 11th, Thursday, the 11th of August, and halacha is as follows. Konim ha'yotzi me'achori ha'sukkah. What happens if you've got a sukkah? And there is spare schach, reeds, or bamboo sticks, which are sticking out in the back of the sukkah. Kugoin, such as, shachoyre doifenayim tzoy, boiltin konei min haschach. Shachoyre, behind, doifenayim tzoy, the middle wall, boiltin that's sticking out, konei the reeds, min haschach from the sukkah. So they're basically just sticking out, externally, out of the sukkah. V'yesh boim hech shesukkah, and imagine that they are sufficient schach to allow it to be a kosher sukkah. But it's also merob mechamoso. Additionally, it's also mainly shade, which is a kosher schach. V'sholosh tfanos, and you've got three tfanos there, so they're sticking out into an area which is actually enclosed. Shade's kosher. Af al pi oldo shadoifenem tzum lenase bishvilom. Despite the fact that, remember, they are sticking out from a wall which wasn't intending to be a wall for the external schach at all. It's just sticking out. And that wall happens to be serving also the external schach. So what we have over here is a unintended sukkah. Because I've got a kosher, again, what I have over here is a kosher schach on a kosher sukkah. And the schach is sticking out. I've got spare schach and it's sticking out from one of the walls. It's just sticking out. It keeps going. It happens to be that spare schach which is sticking out is actually in an enclosed area. It is actually spare, and one of the walls is going to be the walls which we're using anyway as our real intended schach. So that protruding schach is kosher, and it's kosher despite the fact that it wasn't intended to in the first place. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel points out v'yesh b'hem hechsher sukkah shel shiva al shiva tfachim. That is, if the external tzchach has got a space area dimension of 7 on 7 tfachim, which is the minimal shear of a kosher sukkah. Mishnah Berurah even points out that even if the mechitza is thulavud or any of that kind of halachic walls, it's still kosher. It's still fine. Siv zayin v'chen konim aboltim min haschach. What happens if you've got reeds sticking out of the schach? Let's add a port to an external area. So what you have over here is, imagine you've got a sukkah made out of three walls. Let's call it a ches. So it's open, and you are facing the sukkah in the open, towards the open side. So you've got one wall on the right, one wall on the left, and behind in the back you've got the wall connecting those two walls. So like a ches. Now, what happens is that one of those two walls, on the right or on the left, that you've got just a longer, you couldn't be bothered cutting this wall, it's just longer, and it keeps on going. So imagine, in a way, you've got that wall on the right, which keeps going. After the ches, it just keeps on going further. So again, v'chein ha'konim ha'bolteim min ha'schach, l'tzad ha'porutz, v'doifen ha'chon nimshach imohem. And you've got spare schach, which again goes out, not only that it covers the entire ches, the entire sukkah area, but it protrudes out as well. And it's being held up by this extra, additional, extended wall, which is really outside of the sukkah, but it's now also serving an area. It's also a schach now. Despite the fact that it keeps on going after the seventh vochim, and there is, in a way, you could have argued and said that this individual over here doesn't want this additional wall. He only planned to have the sukkah in the ches area. And what's outside that, what's external, that he never planned to have a sukkah there, and therefore perhaps it's invalid. It's possible, because There may be schach there, but it's not what he planned. That's not what he intended. V'dof v'nechot shenim shechim akonim shel schach eino min ha-sukah. It's not part of the sukah. Elo b'fnei atzmoim, that's standing in its own right. V'nim tzor she'en lo elo d'of v'nechot. You could even argue that he only got one wall, because the ches is the internal wall, and that's additional piece, that's external, that's just one wall. And it's standing on one wall, basically, because all the other walls are part of the inner schach, and that's just protruding out. Nevertheless, share it's kosher. Because at the end of the day, what you've got over here is schach, part of the kosher sukkah, and that wall doesn't become invalid. And the schach doesn't become invalid just by being part of any protruding extra additional schach. Sivchaz talks about arrows or spears. Sichachob Shpudin. Arrows, Shem Psulin Nesach Bohem, which are possible. We've spoken about that previously, that it's a keli. Imagine arrows. Whatever the material is, it's still possible, it's a keli. So if a sichob shpudin shem psulin nesach bohem, ve'em bohem abo, they're not four tfachim, so they're small and they are possible. Ve'em bohem abo makam echod, and I don't have four tfachim on four tfachim one area. V'nech ben shpud l'shpud kemolo shpud v'nosin shom schach kosher. So what he did is he spread them out, he scattered them around, and in between, in the area where there was no arrows, he actually put kosher schach. So imagine you've got scattered around the schach, you've got posul schach of arrows, but in between those arrows, you've got kosher schach. It's posul. She evshar the tzamtzim shemale kol avim schach kosher. Remember that schach posul is fort fochem, and fort fochem becomes schach posul. And here I've put the full. That this posel schach within four tfachim and four tfachim, and therefore it becomes the whole area. I know it's scattered, but all within four tfachim, and therefore it becomes as if the whole area becomes schach posel, and therefore the entire schach becomes posel, despite the fact that there's plenty of kosher schach there as well. She evshal etzamtzem kshemale kol avim eschach kosher v'nimtza posel mruba, and therefore you're going to look at the majority being the schach posel, despite the fact that physically looking at it, it's not the majority, but since they are within four tfachim, it's considered as if the entire area is schach posel. V'afilim ha'ediv schach kosher, even if the majority is schach kosher, me'at al posel, nevertheless, it's schach posel. Oye im ha'psul noson shesi v'noson ach she'orev v'yibuchay kosher, she'oz mismal lekol ha'avir, mischach kosher, but if I distance them sufficiently, or I position them in a way that they don't four and four, then the entire schach becomes schach kosher and it's posel, it's kosher. But dafka besuka gdolah, that's we're going to talk about a suka gdolah, but besuka ktana. But if it's a small suka, tzorech lius min hashpudim pochs mishloshu b'makam echot, then you need to do within three tefachim. Save tests. Bayis hamikur b'nesorim. This is actually following an earlier halacha that we learned. If you've got a house which is covered with wooden beams. So there's nails over here, and these wooden beams, it's as if it looks like a construction, like a house which is being constructed, but not completely finished yet. So you buy some korban asorim she'en aleihem aziva. So what's missing is perish tit v'tzoros shemesim aleihem. So you've got this nailed, the beams are nailed onto the walls already, going across horizontally from one side onto the other. But they're not totally finished yet, so there's no, it's not painted yet, and it's not fully completed yet. But there is beams going right across from one side to the next. And you wanted to be machshir this sukkah. So listen, these are beams. They're made out of wood. Why can't I just use that as a schach? This is wood. So day b'zeh shiyasi kol hamesorim l'shemasi asukah. Shulchan Aruch says you can't just undo the nails. Just undo the nails. They've been connected and attached through nails. So disconnect the nails. Oy sheyatil. I'm on top page 190. Oy sheyatil mi bein shkol anasorim echot. Oh, I could just take some of them off. They're by releasing them. Viten tzchach koshem koymoy. And the areas which I've taken off the beams, I put kosher tzchach there instead. For kulok sheyat, the entire thing will be kosher. So again, two ways. Either take off the nails, or I just take some of these beams off and I replace it with kosher schach. Kulok sheir, everything is kosher. I feel an asorim rechovim abo, even if they're larger than four tvachim. V'yesh misha'oima, even if the beams are larger than four tvachim, still kosher. V'yesh misha'oima, some say, however, shetzorich shelo yeh an asorim rechovim abo, that As long, if there are four tefachim wide, then it's a problem. So this is very much in line to what we discussed a little while ago. The Zegzeres Nesorim, we've learned that you cannot have a sukkah which is made out of beams, wooden beams across. Despite the fact that wood is kosher, the schach generally, it grows, it's now disconnected, it's not mekabel tuma. So in principle, it should be fine. However, chomed gzera called gzeras nesorim, that anything which looks like you really got a proper house over here, and people will just be misleading that and confusing that to just sitting inside the house and eating in the house. So therefore, chomed made that anything which looks like mamash looks like a house is a problem. Gzeras nesorim. Therefore, a schach which is made completely out of wooden beams is possible. And this is only if it's 4 tefachim wide. If the beams are 4 tefachim wide, it's a problem. If less than 4 tefachim, it's kosher. What we're learning now is that if you have these nesorim, these very nesorim, these wooden beams across, what you should do is either disconnect the nails, or you take half of them off. So the question is, why is that suddenly okay? We just learned earlier that this exists nesorim, and you can't have a sukkah made out of wooden beams. And the answer is, because over here, you're actually doing an act to show that this is not going to be you're doing an act, to visible act to show. Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sifkot Chofei. Avol hashto de zu tikru hoisa. This was once a wall. Veze bolasu is maise. And he's doing an action, a positive act. Lehosir masmarim shelo. You're taking the nails off. You've got to shake it. You've got to do what's called pickpock. You need to shake these wooden beams. This shows by doing this action of removing the nails and shaking the schach, he's making a visible act and recognizable action that this is tasav and also. I'm doing this for l'shem sukkah. Then the gzeira doesn't apply anymore. So therefore, the gzeira doesn't apply anymore, and therefore it's okay. However, there is machmirim v'yesh misha oymash tzorich shilalas shiloy lasis and asoim mechavar bo, but there are still opinions who feel that it's not sufficient, and the gzeiras nesorim, the gzeiras tikkur applies, and therefore, as if the beams are 4 tefachim wide, this schach is possible. This schach is possible. So this is the machlokes that we have over here. So just to summarize this last final seif of here, just to clarify that, if you've got a sukkah which is covered with, it's not really a sukkah, you really plan to have this as an extension or as a construction, and you had these beams right across, they were nailed in, and these wooden beams, so what you do is you can either remove the nails, and according to the first opinion, this is kosher, or alternatively, what you could do is you take half of these beams off and you replace it with kosher schach. And according to first opinion, this is okay, and it's the gzeiras tikkur doesn't apply. And your second opinion says no, the gzeiras tikkur still applies, and this sukkah is possible. And I want to go quickly through Seif Yud, which is my favorite Seif in this seminar here, because about the tipi. Sukkah she'ein lo gag, if you've got a sukkah which doesn't have a roof at all, could go and show you Rosh Hatfonos Dvukos Dubazu, the Rosh Hatfonos, the edges, the tops of the walls are connecting to each other, k'min tzrif, which we will call a tipi. So you've just got a sukkah which is, you know, the two walls on top going towards each other. Or you've got a wall which is leans onto a house, onto a brick wall. That's psula. That's also possible. Even if you had three walls there, it's going to be possible, because if it's leaning onto the wall, it's a possible sukkah. V'moisolo gag afilu tefach. But if there is one tefach of roof, or shikbia doifin asomach lekoyslo min hakarka. But if you had this idea of lifting up one tefach, just one tefach from the floor, and then it will be leading towards the brick wall, it's going to be kosher. Because then, really, the very, very slanty wall, which is starting one tefach high from the floor, and it goes towards the wall, that is really the roof. It's just very, very slanty and very kind of out of shape. But it is, because you've got one tefach wall on the side, and opposite you've got a brick wall, and these very diagonal a slanty area, that would be considered the wall in the schach, and therefore it's going to be kosher. V'yesh oimu says the Ramosh tefach loyte avia. Some say that this tefach cannot be avia; it cannot be airspace. Rak min adoyfin al schach, it has to be from the doyfin or from the schach. V'tzorch sheyeh b'shiva tefachim al shiva begoyvav asar tefachim. Some say that it's not good; it can't be considered like avia. You got to make sure that it's 7 on 7 tefachim. You got to be 7 tefachim, and 1 tefach is not sufficient. Gam tzorch sheyeh tefanas lachshem gvoim asar asu. You also got to make sure that it's something. This opinion holds. It's got to be something which is kosher schach. Tohem schach because it really is a schach. And if the dfanos are made out of something which is kosher schach, you could sleep underneath it even. What I want to add over here is a very important mishnah bura, which is to the end of this of the sifkot namedalet. And I'm going to read the words. Whenever there's a machloikis. With regards to halachas of sukkah, any machlokas, even with the raisa, if it's a deraisa matter, the raisa machlokas, lino the chumah, we're going to go stringent. It is less of sekra achit than if there's an alternative sukkah, oichel shambali broch, it should still eat there, but it can't recite the bocha. But if the machlokas is with regards to rabbinical matter, beisha sukkah acheres, if there's another sukkah, roi lehachme vedelech sham, if possible, it should be stringent and go to a different sukkah, if he can. At all. But if it doesn't have any other sukkah and it's a rabbinical dispute, Yotze by the Chavosso is still certain. Yotze, Vuchen, Amavoch, and he can make a bracha. Vadayan Tzorich in Ktsas, but he does remain with a bit of a Tzorich Ian. But again, if it's a machlokes on the reise, try to choose another sukkah, and if you cannot find, then don't make a bracha, either without a bracha, but if it's a rabbonon, then try to find something else, but don't worry so much. And certainly, if you do decide to stay in that sukkah, then you could still recite a bracha. Okay? That's this for this evening.